Time to give a call. You want to spin the wheel. A look at traffic. States Waller. Waller, Washington, in both directions, Pioneer Way East after 44th Avenue East. An accident, the injuries there. The right lane is blocked.
Average American adults, almost 70% of us, don't engage in the U.S. Surgeon General's recommended amount of physical activity. Do you know that?
I'm doing it now. I'm working like a maniac. Not like
don't
that.
Don't be average. Visit the Omni Fitness Equipment Specialist today. Better equipment for better health, you know. It's 418. Pluck a plum, Erickson, and let's rip.
Somebody is shaking their head in disgust at the hallway, in the hallway at you, though I can't see who it is. I'm going to go with JC this time, I do believe. Is this you, JC?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Great, thank you.
You sell medical supplies.
Yes, we do.
Like the, what, ACL machines and stuff
no,
like
that? No, no orthopedic.
No orthopedics.
Knee braces.
Oh.
Elbow.
Well, it's a glamorous industry, and welcome to the show.
Sounds like John could use an elbow brace. You want to send one over?
From his... How about a breast implant for John?
Last week, the man who wrote George of the Jungle passed. We mourned his passing. He did leave us with the legacy of George of the Jungle, friend of you and me.
Mm.
But wait, he wrote another song as well that we've heard on TV.
Mm.
Won't you please name that song? And here's a couple of... Oh, you know it already.
No.
You don't?
No clue.
There is a clue. It was... what was George, a monkey?
No, he was Tarzan-like. George was a Tarzan. His chimp's name was Shep.
Okay.
His chimp's name was Shep. I'm telling you, I know my George.
That's good. All right. Well, this was about, this was another animal.
Mm.
It was a singing animal.
A singing animal?
Yeah, it was a singing animal. Yeah.
It was a singing
animal. A singing animal. That's what I'm telling you. And the same guy that wrote George of the Jungle wrote this fabulous television theme song with a singing animal.
Come on, give me something.
It was...
Was that the primary focus of the animal? A cartoon animal that was saying?
Did I ever say that it was a cartoon animal?
Okay.
No, I didn't.
It would be a bird.
Huh? No, it was not a bird. It was an animal that resembled to me an attractive animal that looked a little bit like Carly Simon.
It had to be a horse.
Wow.
A singing animal.
Your contestant is just really wrung out.
Come on. Give me a clue. Give me something to work with.
It's a stinking horse. I told you.
No, you didn't stink and say it. I said it and you didn't respond.
Oh,
it's a singing horse. Well, Mr. Ed didn't sing. The song was sung about him.
Oh, he didn't sing it?
No.
You sure?
Yes. A horse is
what
a horse,
of course,
no matter the horse of...
And the horse wasn't singing?
No.
Well, maybe I was thinking of Francis the Talking Mule. So what is your answer?
Mr. Ed.
Hello.
Hey.
I'm Mr. Ed.
Yeah. It's not a horse singing?
Oh,
sorry.
A horse is a horse, of course. No one can talk to a horse, of course. That is unless the horse is a famous Mr. Ed.
Go right to the source and check
the horse. He'll give you the answer that you endorse. He's always on a steady course. Talk to Mr. Ed. People yakety yak the streak and waste your time.
You know, come to think of it now, I think I'm wrong. I think it was Francis the Talking Mule.
No, Francis didn't sing.
Well, Francis did.
No, he didn't sing. I mean, he might sing occasionally. So did Huckleberry Hound.
Well, that was a cartoon. This was an actual animal.
Mr. Ed.
I've only sang there, see. Well, it doesn't matter. You've got your 50. Do stay tuned with us, won't you, JC, for the dating game featuring Mr. Know-It-All. Dining tonight at the Outback Steakhouse. No rules, just right.
I would think Mr. Know-It-All should be arriving soon, wouldn't you?
I hope he dressed up.
I hope he comes in.
You know, I hope anybody...
Mr. Know-It-All has arrived. He's in the building.
Oh, is he in the building?
Yeah, he is.
Don't get... Keep him away from the ladies. He cannot see the ladies before the event.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. My mistake. That was not Mr. Know-It-All. It's Elvis Stroyko. We still await Mr. Know-It-All.
Southwest Airlines announces new nonstop service from Seattle to Chicago Midway beginning March 10th.
Later today on the Robin and Maynard Show, it's The Dating Game, as Seattle's smartest man, Mr. Know-It-All, selects from three of Seattle's most eligible bachelorettes, brains and broads, coming up soon.
Yay!
you play The Dating Game, featuring today's bachelor, Mr. Know-It-All. As the single smartest man in Seattle radio, Mr. Know-It-All is revered by his broadcasting contemporaries. But his talents far exceed the narrow boundaries of the radio industry. He has single-handedly run a publishing empire, drafted plans for a rocket ship capable of flying him into outer space, and recorded an album of original love songs. Regarding his music career, Mr. Know-It-All has been quoted as saying, "I'd like to achieve the same level of celebrity as Jim Nabors, except the part about getting the reach around from Rock Hudson."
Welcome, Mr. Know-It-All.
Hello, Know-It-All.
Hello.
Nice to have you in the studio. And before we introduce you to the three lovely bachelorettes, let's get to know a little bit about you. By the way, we've been playing your CD now, you know, for a couple of months. How is it selling?
It's selling okay.
Is it?
I've also been sending it to more radio stations, too. Those college ones.
Mm-hmm. The college stations
as
well.
I would think sure. College alternative stations be all over it.
Mm-hmm. Some of them are playing it.
Yeah, that's
like
what I'm...
Like in Missouri and California.
I would think they'd be playing the hell out of it because it's good.
Well, we're playing it here, as you know.
Right.
Yeah.
This is very exciting for you. I just saw one of the bachelorettes out on the sidewalk on a cell phone, and we've got two in the room with us.
Having a smoke?
She was on the cell phone. I think she was trying to get a hold of us to get in the door.
Waiting for a
door.
Car to pull up?
Could be.
She may be temporarily busy. She might have gotten a little last minute of the action there. Know-It-All, how'd you get to the studio today?
I took the bus route number 255 from Kirkland to downtown Seattle, and then I walked from way over there on Stewart Avenue all the way here because it was nice weather, and I left earlier so that I could enjoy that nice long walk.
Mm-hmm. And probably compose yourself and give yourself a chance to think. And what have you thought about this? And last night, was it difficult to get sleep? And as you nodded off, what were your thoughts? What have you been thinking? What do you want to come out of this day?
I was thinking about what would happen tonight, how the date would go and where it would go after tonight.
Did you have any fantasy? Did you let your mind sweep you away? Did you? What's the best case scenario?
Maybe spend more time with her after tonight.
Well,
like,
yeah, but
in
you
the
know,
days ahead,
you never know.
Time.
You never know about these things, but right now it's Valentine's Day. Cupid is about to shoot an arrow straight into your big red thumper, and
wow!
And I'm certain it'll be exciting for one and all.
Don't say that. You're talking to a guy that just had a physical today.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, God, you did, didn't you? You got the glove today, didn't you?
Oh, I did. Yeah,
oh.
Know-It-All, you ever have go in for a physical examination and he stretches on that big rubber glove?
I went through the military physical. That was quite an enduring task for the whole morning.
Yeah, when did you do that?
That was like several years ago.
Did the doctor stretch on a rubber glove at any time and attack you in a bad place?
No, they made us, all the recruits, we had to walk like a chicken squatted down on the floor from one side to the other. That was for real.
Right.
That was for real.
Yeah, it was no joke.
No,
because you have to, if you get into the service, some people have to walk like that underneath the airplanes on the aircraft carriers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What branch of the service were you trying to get into?
U.S. Navy Reserves.
Yeah.
And they have their recruitment office right in down
did you
on
want,
Lake Union.
Did you want to do combat? Would you like to get in there and mix it up with some Al-Qaeda bastards?
Well, that's what I was trying to get in for.
Right.
To do something like that, or aerial photography from the air above, spying on other...
You want to be a spy?
Right.
Well, sure you do.
I would think you would be an outstanding spy.
Well, I think you'd be gangbusters.
The Chinese or the Russians and see what they're doing.
You want to look in on the Chinese. All right. Well, Know-It-All, you've got your list of questions.
Are you ready to be meet bachelorette number one, Know-It-All?
Okay.
Well, don't look.
Bachelorette number one.
Bachelorette number one is originally from Fresno, where she ran the fifth largest prune ranch in Northern California. She's best known for the famous California prune slogan, "Life's the pits, eat more prunes." After taking early retirement in 1984, she moved to North Bend, where she now spends her free time teaching parakeets to speak Arabic. Mr. Know-It-All, say hello to Bachelorette number one.
Let's have a big hello.
Hello.
There's Bachelorette number one. You can say hello again. I'm not certain he could hear you over the music.
Hello.
Hello.
It's like a parrot conference in here. This is
hello,
great.
Hello, Bachelor number one. Would you introduce yourself and explain a little bit about who you are?
Okay. Well, do I get to tell my name?
Yes, you can say your name. First name only, please.
Okay. This is Bobette, and I'm very pleased to meet you, and I hope I can win your heart and your wallet tonight.
Well, hi, Bobette. Say hello to Bobette, Mr. Know-It-All.
Hello. How are you?
Well, she just said she was fine.
She's fine. You have questions for Bobette, I'm sure, Mr. Know-It-All. And your first question is?
Let's say you and I are at the movies or something, and say I gave you the hot popcorn surprise. What would you say then?
I don't know if I could say much then. I think it would be more how I'd feel.
What do you think about that answer, Know-It-All?
Maybe depends on whether if it's white, plain white popcorn or just yellow flavored.
Oh.
Let's stay away from the yellow colored one.
Oh, yeah. You don't want the yellow flavored.
You want the white one.
Stay with the white.
The white cheddar.
Yeah, white cheddar. That's what you call it? That's what it is.
Well, they sell
white
cheddar popcorn too.
Right.
And stores, that is.
Okay. You know what? This is a perfect opportunity for us to take a quick break after that first question, and we'll have everyone regroup and get their heart rate down, because I know you're absolutely, you've got to be a wreck, aren't you, Know-It-All?
I think so.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. All right.
Well, we'll be back with more of Bachelorette number one, and then we have also two and three.
Coming up.
Okay. People, listen up. You got your parties?
He's a jolly fellow, for he's a jolly
and your parties.
I proudly accept the party nomination.
See dealer for warranty details.
It's 19 before 5.
Bachelorette number one. We're talking to Bobette, Bachelorette number one, Know-It-All. And you have a couple more questions for Bachelorette number one. But before we get there, your CD has really tipped me over. And I think cut number 10 really is, it's so poignant because of what is going on today. Can you tell us a little bit about cut number 10, I've Been Looking For You?
Well, the song was, I've Been Looking For You, is that it's to the point for, I've been looking for a certain lady for my future life.
Yeah. Okay. Have you ever been on Rockline?
No, but I've heard of that radio network.
Right, and I think that you're a perfect candidate for that. If you wouldn't mind, John, can you throw the, cut us off just a chunk of I've Been Looking For You.
Ever I been, where have you been? When are you going to begin looking for me? As I've been looking for you, as I've been looking for you.
Right.
Wherever I go, I still don't see you looking for me.
So you write these come from the heart. And
right.
Yeah. That's what Valentine's Day is
about.
Well,
I guess, you know, that's what every, you know, great artist writes from the heart.
Now, I want to know about the chord configuration in that particular piece. I mean, where were you, what was the inspiration for the music in that piece? Not the melody.
It was like a lot of the guitar chords have already been created by other music artists, and I was trying to find something that wasn't really created or heard before, even if it was, but I'm not quite sure.
So you didn't want any Zeppelin rips or any Clapton?
No, I wanted inventive, I see.
I tried to be as inventive as as I could, and I found it hard at first to pick which ones, but then it decided to do one followed by another all the way through the 10 frets or flats that they call.
Well, it's frets. It's frets.
Still looking for
it
you.
Dropped out.
When
there it is.
You show yourself how
Well, that's good music, and that's enough. I mean, that's we understand perfectly.
Also, it was easy for me to deal with that, and also because I had not found any band members or no lady to sing in the background.
Well,
maybe on my next
record. All right. Know-It-All, you have another question for Bachelorette Bobette number two.
Number one.
Number one.
Oh, okay.
Question number two for Bachelorette number one.
If I were a dolphin, what would be the correct amount of times to wax me?
Bachelorette number one, if he were a dolphin, what would be the correct number of times to wax him?
To wax him?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm thinking three.
Three times?
Three.
Yeah.
Well, you're an adventurer.
Yeah. Are you satisfied with that answer?
Well, maybe wax can be kind of hard to deal with, and wax candles, they melt if there's a small little...
Well, there is a kinky part of that I'll explain to you later.
For back rubbing.
Yeah, she wants to make you melt. Question number three for Bobette, Bachelor number one.
Bachelorette
number one.
You're right.
If you were a vegetable, what would you be and why would I want to eat you?
All right, that's a great question.
Bobette?
I think I'd be a great big acorn squash.
Yeah. What are you making that?
A baked acorn squash with maple syrup.
And why would he want to partake of the corn?
Well, I'm stringy and I'm hot.
Whoa. And you've got sugar walls.
Yes,
I shouldn't have answered the question for you. I'm sorry about that.
Are you satisfied with the response there? And in the moment, we're going to duck away for a second.
I think it's okay.
We're going to compose ourselves, and we'll be back with Bachelorette number two.
Oh. The one's outside.
Stop beating your head against a blackjack brick wall. Try Wizards Casino single deck and double deck blackjack.
I'm Tom Shane.
It's Drew Carey, Frazier, and Seinfeld. Tonight beginning at 6 on UPN 11, Seattle's ones to watch.
Bachelorette number two says she's twice turned down the presidency of the Boeing Commercial Aircraft Division. Her hobbies include biting her nails until they bleed and talking to her imaginary friend Harvey, who's currently serving 45 imaginary years in prison for armed robbery and illegal firearms possession. Mr. Know-It-All, say hello to Bachelorette number two.
Hello.
Hello.
What is your name, Bachelorette number two?
My name's Lisa.
Tell us a little something about yourself, Lisa.
Well, I'm self-employed. I own my own home. I have one child, and I'm your Valentine girl.
Yeah!
Whoa!
She just said she had a child. Any questions at all about that?
Not really.
Like what? You don't care how old the kid is.
How old is?
He'll be 7 on Sunday.
Oh, this Sunday?
Sunday.
Yeah.
I tried real hard for Valentine's Day, but, you know.
No, it didn't work out.
No.
I wonder what his name is.
What is his name?
James Russell.
Little James Russell.
Oh, okay.
He probably should be 7. He's probably in, like, the second grade, wouldn't you think?
First.
Oh, first.
So he's kid held back.
No, he wasn't. He's 6 now.
No, he's a winter child.
You see how that works.
Yeah. Well, he's...
Oh, okay.
The Bachelorette number two said 7. Robin thinks the kid is 6.
He's 6 now. He'll be 7 on Sunday, and that's why he's in the first grade. Because he's
first
6.
First 6?
Mm-hmm. Could be kind of fun to sit around and talk with a kid that's in the first grade and, you know, reminisce about when you were in the first grade.
Oh, that. Mm-hmm. I remember far back as high school and grade school.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, you have a question for Bachelorette number one.
I'm the kind of guy who likes to wear the pants in the family. What could I say to talk you out of yours?
Be my Valentine?
That's it.
That'll start.
Yeah, that'll start.
We'll see how it goes from there.
I think it's going to take a little more than that. Generally, it does. But, you know, I'm thinking if that's the answer, Know-It-All, you better make a decision right now and go, you know what? I'm waltzing with number two.
All right. Your next question, Know-It-All. Are you satisfied with that answer?
Well, yeah. The Be My Valentine on Valentine's Day, it kind of has a rhyme there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because of the day today.
Yeah. Right. That's why you're here.
Being of the poetic nature, it's the perfect day for this.
Exactly.
Nice weather out there.
Really nice.
It's really good weather, and you're quite a conversationalist. I'm sure it's going to get hot and bothered tonight at the Outback Steakhouse.
All right, know-it-all. Do you have another question?
I think so. Mm-hmm. If I were a dolphin, what would be the correct amount of times to wax me?
Well, we can't go under 10.
Whoa! Well,
she's an advantage there because Bachelorette number one was only giving you 3.
Uh-huh. Yeah. See? So you got 10 wax jobs. Yeah, just a few.
I think so, yeah. I'd say that's probably, well, hey, I'm not going to speak on behalf of you, but I'd say that's probably about 2 weeks worth.
Okay, and then now you have...
2 weeks worth.
Yes, you keep that in mind. Now, know-it-all, you have the third question.
If you were a vegetable, what would you be and why would I want to eat you?
I think I'd have to go for broccoli because there's lots of little florets and you'd have to come back for more.
Ooh, right. And plus, you'd have a... should have a pretty good checkup when you know.
A little tasty there.
It is tasty. Are you you like broccoli?
It's been a while since I've had some.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's all different flavors now. Say, I tell you, do you prefer broccoli over acorn squash?
I would say probably broccoli.
Mm-hmm. Well, you keep that in mind when you make your decisions.
Now you're kind of sitting here, and you don't have to make the decision yet because we still have one bachelorette to go, but I'm just, of the two, how you sitting? You getting a signal here? You getting any vibrations?
Backgrounds and other things. Mm-hmm. What we were saying yesterday, how they respond.
Mm-hmm. I don't follow any of it.
Or their voice. That's what it was.
Yeah. That's how you're going to get a good gauge.
Between just one and two, what are you thinking? Just, you know, on the fly here.
Oh, I was thinking of Babette.
Babette.
Babette?
Or Lisa.
Maybe Lisa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay, well,
she's the one that seems to be offering the most romance at this point.
She's the one that offered to give up the goods just for Won't You Be My Valentine.
Good God.
Oh, baby.
Don't get her a box of those candy hearts. And God knows what could happen. You can blow your back out.
Lisa's a popular name for a girl.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. It's a really nice name. You have to keep that in mind, too.
And it's easier to remember, too.
Well, that's, you know, something.
Keep that in mind.
And during those romantic moments, you know, when you're whispering in the ear, what is going to flow from your Mr. Know-It-All lips easier, Lisa or Babette?
Babette or Lisa?
What about the name Earlene? If you were to make love to a woman named Earlene, how
is it E-R-L-E-A-R-L?
Yeah, right. Let's just say it is.
E-A-R-L, as in Earl. Earl, haven't you ever heard a kid's name Earl and his sister Earlene?
Okay, if the name was Earlene.
I've heard of Steve Earle.
Oh, no, I don't. I know. That's Steve Earle and the Dukes. Rock band, fine, different. Okay, not talking about that. Say the young lady's name was Earlene. How would you ask her to become your lover?
Earlene, become my lover.
That's right to the point, isn't it? All right. Well, we've got to take another quick break here, John, and meet Bachelorette number 3 in just a few moments.
Come to me and be my lover.
Oh,
Earlene.
Now you're working on it. Let's have some more of that. Give me some more Earlene love chat.
Well, we'll give you a minute to think about it, and we'll be right back after I go.
Where are you going?
I'm going to spruce up a little bit.
See me.
Get ready.
Behind blue eyes.
The greatest live rock and roll band in the world is back by popular demand. Most explosive performance in rock and roll is coming.
Saturday, July 6th at the Gorge Amphitheater.
You wanted them and you got them.
Yeah. Hi, it's 5 o'clock, straight up. I'm going to go to the phone real quick like here, Maynard. Hello?
Miss Erickson.
Yes.
My name is Earlene.
The hell you say?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's your middle name?
What are you guys doing? Where did you come up with my name?
Well, what is your middle name, Earlene?
I don't have one.
It's just Earlene?
Yes, ma'am.
What's your last name?
Osborne.
Do you have any interest in dating a man that wants to rocket himself to the moon?
I don't think so. I'm married.
Well, that never stopped you before, did it?
That's true.
Okay.
That's
all right.
True, but no.
Erlene. See ya.
You know what's really funny?
Huh?
Is that the only other Erlenes I've ever known have been from the South.
Well, it is kind of a Jethrina kind of name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you just pick that name out of a hat somewhere?
Well, no, we were talking about, you know, there's always the father that wants a son, so they name their daughter Raylene and Erlene.
Yep. That's it.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Erlene.
You're so very welcome.
Oh, nice to have you in the program. The dating game is in progress.
Yeah. By the way, if you are a Gladys, be sure to call immediately. We may have a little something for you. Mr. Know-It-All, we welcome you back to the show, The Dating Game. We're lining Mr. Know-It-All up with the date of his dreams. So select from Bachelor 1.
Bachelorette,
two, please. Bachelorette 1, 2, or 3. And I believe you're leaning towards...
Maybe 1.
No, well, think about it. You know, we
or
have a ways.
Yeah, you know, yeah. You can't make your mind up.
No, you can't make a mind. By the way, did I ever tell you that you bear a striking resemblance, in my estimation, to Elvis Stroyko, the ice skater?
Really?
Yeah.
No, I think that John has got his contacts flipped around, the rights and the left,
maybe
the left and the right.
Maybe that's what John looks like.
John whom?
John Maynard.
Elvis Stroyko, there is something there, isn't there?
Well, Know-It-All, you're trying to throw it back on me.
That's exactly right.
Know-It-All, you want to perform live just a few rips of one of the songs in your latest CD?
Oh, like this?
You're ready to rip.
Can you hear it?
Oh, well, yeah.
It's good.
It's loud and clear. Jinx, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, stop. Not you. You can go.
Go like this?
Oh, yeah, but sing. Sing along with it.
Which one?
Give us the...
You have 10 cuts on your CD. Which one are you going to do live right now?
Oceans of darkness, watching the waves roll back into the ocean of darkness.
Mm-hmm. Now, that is
beautiful.
Good stuff.
Very
That's
nice.
Very nice. All
right.
That was number 5.
On your CD.
On the CD?
Right.
Oceans of Darkness.
Well, you've talked with Bachelorettes 1 and 2. Are you ready to hit 3 here? Know-It-All?
Oh, number 3?
No, you're not track 3 on your album. Bachelorette number 3.
Oh.
Yeah. But you might want to take that away.
Maybe number 3.
Don't make me.
No, you've got to take that away.
And smash your guitar. Yeah. Know-It-All? You're having fun now, right?
I think so.
Okay, you're nice and relaxed. Let's see how you...
I was getting carried away with the guitar.
I understand. Let's see how
you do. It happens. You're a musician.
Bachelorette number 3 just finished bankruptcy proceedings. Mr. Know-It-All, say hello to Bachelorette number 3.
Hello.
Hi.
Now, Know-It-All, we're going to let you carry this one by yourself. We'll just let you initiate the conversation and get it going and kind of see where it leads. You're loosened up and...
I think so.
Sure. How about it?
Are you looking forward tonight if I select you?
Yeah, but to be honest, I'm kind of nervous.
Oh, that's okay. I think we're all a little nervous.
Yeah, I'm kind of shaking over here because I haven't dated in a long time.
Well, I haven't dated in a very long, long, long time.
And how long has it been for you, Know-It-All?
So long, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. When was the last time you had a date?
I don't know.
Yeah. Know-It-All. I don't want to tell you how to conduct your affairs here, but why don't you ask her what her name is?
What is your name?
Hillary.
Hillary.
Oh, nice. Okay.
That's with the 2 L's?
Yeah. 2 L's.
Okay.
And a Y.
Yes. You got to register all that, right? Make sure the name is easy.
Right.
And popular.
Know-It-All,
I think it is.
You have a question for Hillary. Question number 1.
Okay. If we were out on the town and I had to excuse myself from a romantic dinner to bust up a bar fight, would you cover me?
You mean pay the tab?
No, would you? Well, that's a good question, too. Yeah, would you?
Question or answer?
Yeah, would you back Know-It-All? Would you get in there with your dudes?
Give him your back, you know? I mean, get covers back.
Oh, you mean get in the fight?
Sure.
Well, I don't know. That's not really my style.
Mm.
I think that men are supposed to be chivalrous, so...
You see,
do you know what chivalrous is, Noto?
What is it?
Okay.
I don't go to bars that much.
No, no, no. That has nothing to do with Chevis. It's chivalrous. Chivalry.
Chivalry. It's where
chivalry?
The it's where
charm and, and grace.
Chivalry is something that happens when you excuse yourself to go to the men's room.
Oh, that.
Chivalry is when the gentleman demonstrates a courtesy for the lady.
I see. After right. they've right. been drinking too much.
Well, no. They don't have to drink too much. It's not about the booze.
It's
say, for example, you come across a mud puddle, and chivalry would be laying your coat on the mud puddle so the lady didn't have to get her shoes wet.
Oh, that.
Would you ever do that?
You wouldn't really want her shoes to get wet, her feet.
No, right, and right. so you would
you
take
want
the damage.
To be nice and dry.
Right. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you get that fungus, and it's so funky, and man, that stuff can stink.
Just like putting my jacket on her if it rains.
Just something like that. That's
see,
good.
That's chivalry.
You have a second question for Bachelorette number three, Hillary?
I don't drive, so would you pick me up for our second date, and what do you drive?
Well, I don't drive either, so we'd have to, I don't know, take the bus or maybe we could take a taxi or if you had money, maybe you could get a limousine.
Well, if she came over to your place and she was leaving from here, how would she do the bus thing?
Well, I could help her pay for her bus fare. Yeah. And
would you know what
taxi.
Transfers yeah, which, to make sure she
which,
got?
What number is
well,
she, would she take?
Well, depends because if, does she live in downtown Seattle?
Where would she be leaving from right here?
Well, I live on Capitol Hill. Where do you live?
In Kirkland, you would take the 255 or 251 bus routes, and my place is about 2-3 blocks from the bus route.
And you have a third question for Bachelorette number three.
Oh. Is it this one?
Well, I think it's, I believe it's the one about...
Oh,
you,
where the number three is?
What, if you were a right. vegetable?
If you were a vegetable, what would you be and why would I want to eat you?
Mm. Good question.
I'd have to say...
That is some rotten, skanky business.
I think that should have knocked number one right out of the running.
No, he's starting to play his guitar, but he's not using his fingers. Isn't that fascinating?
The one string needs
one string. Well, you know, when a guy just immediately goes for the guitar, you've flamed him out. Yeah. Know it all? Don't make me take that guitar away from you.
I'm surprised you're not singing.
Well, as am I. When it's music like that, I can barely contain myself.
Know-it-all, why don't you usher us into the next break with music and song, something you have composed, and then we'll take a few minutes, and when you come back, you'll have your decision.
Oh, one of my songs?
Yeah, one of your songs at your selection.
Whatever. Can I pick one?
Which one would that be?
Well, give me some titles here. There's, I gotta, John, get, you've got
there's,
the...
There's, I've been single all my
and,
life.
And then?
Water Wheel.
No.
Ocean of Darkness.
Heard that one.
By the way, are you building a rocket?
I was, but it was going to be too expensive.
Mm-hmm. What's the greatest expense?
I think it's the rocket fuel mixture, which would be the liquid cooling hydrogen.
Yeah, were you going to launch this thing right from your driveway in front of your place in Kirkland?
Well, actually, I was thinking of doing it there, but I thought it might be illegal, so I could instead buy a small, cheapo lot, piece of
See,
property
you've got
in
money.
Eastern Washington.
Right, and they don't care in Eastern Washington if you launch rockets, even out of your backyard. Yeah. Well, now, let me
well,
ask again.
I want to fly, then, since you're building
No, no, I, there's another one that I really like. Give me some titles.
Well, I've been single.
Yeah.
Sandstorms.
Walking Alone on the Sandy Beach.
That is the one. That's the one.
I like that.
And maybe one of the girls could change that later and walk with me on the beach.
No, but I'll see. Now that's true love on Valentine's Day. Let's have it now, Know-It-All.
Okay.
A one and a two and a
three.
Go ahead, Know-It-All.
And
three.
Three.
Yeah. And
three.
You paralyzed Know-It-All?
What are we doing?
One. Walking alone on a sandy beach.
Oh, I'm walking alone on the sand. Oh, that's one.
Two and three. Here we go.
I'm walking alone on the sandy beach. I'm walking alone on the sandy beach.
Stills, Nash, and Young.
By the time we got through Woodstock,
America's legendary supergroup is back.
Carry on.
CSNY. Tour of America.
Leave us helpless, helpless.
Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Passionate and timeless.
Almost. Cut my hair.
Live at Tacoma Dome, Friday, March 15th.
Wooden ships on the water, very free.
Produced by CC Entertainment.
Here's our jingle for goldfish, the radio jingle for goldfish. Did you know they're made with real cheese, even though they look like fishies? The snack that smiles back, goldfish.
16 past 5, a know-it-all. I don't even believe they're with us right now. Know-it-all?
Hang on, we're coming here, baby.
Get your electric hat on, fellas. We've got Bachelorette number one, Bobette. Bachelorette number two is Lisa. And Hillary, Bachelorette number three. The limousine tonight provided by Royal Limousines. I just peeked inside, know-it-all.
Oh?
It's a double-stretch Lincoln, and it has a television set. So what's your favorite TV program that you might perhaps enjoy on your way up to the date?
I'm not sure.
Well, just pick one. What show would you wish was on TV?
Go with Husky Highlights. It's always good on Como.
I don't think that
Husky Highlights is good.
What about Magnum P.I.?
Well, Magnum P.I. is a fantastic program.
Hey, know-it-all. You know who a big fan of yours is, and he's also a classic guitarist. Chip Hanauer is on the line. And hi, Chip. How you doing?
Hi, honey. Happy Valentine's Day.
Hey.
Yeah.
We spent some good ones together.
And we had one or two, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah.
Hey, know-it-all.
Yeah?
I'm packing my guitar down there, and maybe I could have a shot at the two that you don't choose, especially if the tomato woman is still available.
Yeah, well, there you go. Hammer wants to pick up the scraps, know-it-all. What do you think?
Well, I think that might be easily be arranged.
Because mm-hmm. I don't want to influence your decision, but if the tomato woman... if the tomato woman is still available, I'll pack my guitar.
How did she
right
describe
away.
Herself to you as a tomato?
A tomato?
It was firm and...
Firm.
And
Juicy.
Very juicy.
Juicy, yeah.
She must drink a lot of juice.
Yeah, or a lot of booze.
Again, I don't want to influence you know-it-all, but what bus would I take from University Village to get down there with my guitar?
Your guitar.
Yeah, he's a flamenco guitarist, know-it-all.
Right, but I'm leaving from University Village. What bus would I take?
I think there's the 43.
Oh, don't go on the 43. That's nothing but trouble.
I'll tell you what. I'll take the 41 or the 42, and I'm on my way.
Well, I'll tell you, wait at the bus stop, because the limo is leaving here in 12 minutes. It'll just swing by and pick you up.
Hey, know-it-all, how about if we double tonight?
Double?
Double date.
Yeah. He'd take whatever bachelorette you don't take, and, you know.
Then the other one would go home crying, yeah. Uh-huh.
And you never know. You could do a little, you know.
Oh, no.
Flip-flop.
There'll be no swapping,
no,
Maynard.
I don't want any part of that.
None of that, huh?
So, know-it-all has this chip. I don't know if you've heard, but he has a fantasy. And it's Valentine's Day, so we can talk and be friends. He has a fantasy of rapturing a woman at a lighthouse.
At a lighthouse or on a beach?
At a lighthouse.
A lighthouse.
It's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Halfway in and halfway out?
The beach is right there next to those lighthouses.
Let me give you a clue on something about the beach. You don't want to mess with the beach, especially the first time around.
You know why, know-it-all?
Because those windstorms.
No,
it's not the windstorm.
It's the sand factor. You know where that sand is going to wind up?
And in Hawaiian Express?
No, in a bad place, know-it-all, in a very dark and dangerous place.
One of those ladies might end up holding on to me if it got too windy.
Well, that's what you're hoping for.
Well,
right?
Sure,
right.
That's what the whole thing
I'll
is.
I'll protect her from the wind.
All right, okay. Well, know-it-all.
The human shield.
Here we go. It's time for you to make your decision. You've thought about it. And what do you think about all the lovely bachelorettes, 1, 2, and 3?
One,
give me
two,
your thoughts
three.
On each one before you make your decision.
Number one is Bobette. Say hello again, Bobette.
Hello.
Okay, that's Bobette.
Hello. Oh,
yes, and a bachelorette number one. What did you think of her?
She sounded okay.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah, and what about bachelorette number two, Lisa?
Hello.
Hi.
Mm-hmm. All right. And
she has a good popular name.
Right, and she's broccoli, isn't she?
Right.
Right.
Tasty.
Yee-hoo.
Tasty
yum, yum.
Broccoli.
Boy, that broccoli can
different colors.
Fool you later, can it?
Different colors for broccoli.
Right. There are, you know, paler greens, but primarily just in the green family.
And by the way, you have one more question there, and you can ask whoever you like the question.
Oh, it's this one here?
Well, yeah, whatever.
If I were kidnapped by Pakistani gangsters, would you come and rescue me?
I will give that one to bachelorette number two. How about that?
Well, my basic philosophy on life is I'm going in, cover me. So, I guess so.
Yeah, it could be his philosophy, too, and that's one of the reasons you better duck and cover.
I like that. All right.
All
and
right.
Bachelorette number three, Hillary.
Hi, Know-It-All.
Hello.
Yeah. And your thoughts on number three, Hillary?
Well, I ride the bus, mm-hmm. and sometimes taxi, seldom, because it's cheaper by bus, and number three does the same thing.
Well, she wants a cab or a limousine.
Does she drive?
No.
And I don't drive either.
Right, so
a
limousine be very expensive.
It
could be a little bit more convenient for me and number three, because of the bus thing or
but she doesn't
taxi.
Want to ride the bus. She wants
taxi.
A limousine.
Or, oh, the limousine for tonight?
For all the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Well, watch a woman like that.
You got to be careful. Hold on to your wallet.
You have to be careful, you know, if she insists
well,
and demands a woman.
I see limousines once in a while that are
well,
out
she
there.
Wants it constantly.
Oh, constantly?
She wants it there
day
round,
in and day out.
Round the clock with a driver waiting.
Oh.
And mm-hmm. I will tell you something about Bachelorette number one, too. Also, Bobette.
Oh, that mm-hmm. one?
Yeah.
Just gets ugly, you know?
She has a spiteful and nasty temperament.
She just will turn on you.
A snake.
You know, and I don't want to influence your decision, but what I'm saying is...
She's got the hiss of a rattler.
She's
one of those snakes in eastern Washington.
Exactly.
She is like a pit viper, like a cobra.
Like a cobra, then.
You know mm-hmm. how they kind of smile at you and then...
Or a
and then just attack you.
Yeah, so yeah. You have number one, who is basically a pit viper. You have number three, who insists on having a limo...
night and
at
day.
The ready, around the clock.
Right.
But I don't want to influence your decision. Who would you like to choose for your bachelorette?
Either one of them. I can choose any one of them.
Any yeah, one of them.
Any of the three glamorous women that are clamoring for your affection. Keeping in mind what we have just told you.
Oh, okay.
About the hissing sidewinder. And about the
prima donna,
the bitch
that needs
pickup.
A car, the gold-plated bitch.
I'll try number three.
Number three.
No, wait, number two, number two.
Well, you know.
Number
two. Number two you've picked. That's lovely Lisa with an easy and popular name.
Congratulations, Lisa. This is going to be absolutely gorgeous. So you, Chip Hanauer, and Mr. Know-It-All.
I'm very excited.
So Chip will be there.
A three-way. Hanauer, are you still there?
He's probably
I think he's
waiting
gone.
For the bus. So that's very exciting. Now, is Chip going to go on the date?
It's not up to me, Hanauer. I don't.
Are you with us,
Chippy? He's gone.
Okay.
Yeah, he's
like
probably he probably caught the 44.
Oh wait, here's
he
Chip.
He ran for the bus.
Chip, he did not run. You didn't run.
The 41 doesn't do it. I'm on the 42.
Okay. Are you going to be going on the date in the limousine?
Well, if Metro gets me there in time, but the 41 threw me completely off.
Oh,
I didn't
man,
know it. I'll pull something on
I
me.
I think he did. Did you pull a fast one on Hanauer? You stuck him on the 41.
Oh.
I got. I'm in Ballard now.
Ballard?
Anyway, I'm on my way.
All right.
Just hang tough.
Okay,
there.
And now we'll have...
He didn't pick the tomato woman, did he?
No, he took broccoli.
Right.
Okay, I'm all over tomato, right?
Right, you've got that tomato going.
Actually, you have two of them. You have tomato and acorn squash.
Okay, we getting a big enough limo?
Oh, it's huge. Right. Oh, it's massive.
You're getting your fiber.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I'm going to send now... Do we have another set of headphones in that room?
I'll get some.
Well, just drag these from in here. Will you escort the lovely Lisa in to meet the mystery date? You've got to get rid of the...
Hey, what's Know-It-All wearing tonight?
I can't tell. Is it a ski coat?
It's a green rain jacket.
Beautiful. Okay, you are ready. You're prepared.
I've got a green rain jacket on, too, but that's okay. It'll be all right.
His has a purple collar.
Right.
So we'll be okay.
Okay.
Sometimes when you don't expect it to rain, it can rain.
Mr. Know-It-All, thank you for being on the dating game.
Lovely. Well, wait a second. We're going to bring Lisa in.
Oh, there's more?
Well, she's got to meet the date. He's got to see what he's picked. And we'll get his reaction here.
Oh.
So, Lisa, do you want to stroll around the corner and into the Maynard studio and show yourself, your beautiful self? She's a lovely woman, probably about 5'9".
Wow.
I'd say 126.
Yeah.
She's got a body that'll kill you.
You're looking right now. Turn around. Hello. There's Lisa. Yeah, I think you hit pay dirt.
Nice to meet you.
Wow, how about that?
What do you think about that, Know-It-All?
Huh?
More pictures.
My hands are cold, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
My hands were cold earlier.
Do you think she's beautiful, Know-It-All?
Yeah.
She is.
What's your gut male reaction? Yeah, Know-It-All. I think she's gorgeous. She's tall, voluptuous, good-looking, curvaceous.
And she's thin, but she's got a nice rack on her.
Would you walk with me on a sandy beach under the moonlight?
I love sandy beaches and moonlight.
How about me? How did I do?
You did okay. You kind of got skunked. You got skunked on this one.
You're lost on the bus route.
You got the acorn squash.
Well, Lisa, Know-It-All, we're going to take some photographs. The limousine drivers can't... He's screaming to get out of here because you've got to get up to dinner.
Wait. I'm still on the 42.
Okay, and we're going to take a break. We'll be back. Boy, this is an action-packed show today. We've got a round of yay or nay coming up after these commercial words. Congratulations to one and all.
What is M-Life? It's asking Bobby for the name of that band while I'm at the music store.
M-Life to me means keeping my employees up to speed.
Well, you know, we told you that the Love Locomotive was going to have a full head of steam, and we didn't know if it would stay on the tracks. And I don't know. It's in the switching yard right now.
I have to tell you something. You talk about somebody with a great sense of humor and a sense of passion. Is Lisa.
Yeah.
And we're not kidding, a knockout.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody in the office is going, are you serious?
Really? Know-It-All.
God, Know-It-All. You tagged one.
Know-It-All. You are a stud hoss.
God.
You tagged a hot. You got a hottie there, Know-It-All.
What's she going to do with that?
She'll be my Valentine.
That's exactly right, Know-It-All.
Nice work, pal.
You know what we have to do here, Know-It-All, is bid you adieu because the limo driver is getting very antsy. He's been here for over an hour.
And I want to go out in the street and I want to, you know, send you off. And
well, you do.
Yeah.
So we're supposed to play a game here.
Would you like a Valentine cookie?
Valentine cookie?
Yeah. Would you like a cookie before you go? You can take one to Lisa.
Oh.
You can have those in the limo.
One for her and one for me.
Yeah, right. That's right.
That's
do
perfect.
I take two?
Yeah, when you have one for you and one for somebody else, normally that would be two.
I don't know.
I need one for me and one for her.
That's Jesus.
I'm fine over the cookies.
Okay, you know what, kids? Take all the cookies. I'll bring John some more tomorrow.
Take the cookies. Yeah, take the whole damn plastic plate of cookies with the saran wrap, okay? All right. No, you need a little...
Oh, my goodness.
You need a little something for the road? Hmm?
I'm sure that Lisa does.
I'm sure she does.
There's a bar in the back.
What are those?
Would you like me to offer the wine that you gave me?
The red wine?
Yeah, you better send it along in the limo.
Hey, there's a bottle of lovely red wine in that sack that's right there.
Yes.
Will you take the cork out? And Lisa, there's a glass in the limousine. You'll probably want one or two.
You a drinking man, Know-It-All? You a drinking man? Hmm.
I don't drink that much.
No, but you can have
soda pop.
Well, sure you drink soda pop.
Okay, we'll get you a Mountain Dew and a Cabernet for Lisa. How's that?
Actually, I don't drink Mountain Dew.
Well, Jesus. You have a date waiting. You have a date. All right, let's get this over.
Robin, who do you have on the phone?
Honest to God, I'm... Peg.
Hi.
Hi, Peg. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Valentine's Day, do you have a Valentine?
No, I do not.
No, you should have been on the program. You had crack at the big guy today.
Yeah, really.
Some people said if you found a glove on the road on Valentine's Day, your future beloved will have the other missing glove. Yay or nay?
Yay.
It is true. And you've got 10.
Great.
There are 62 gates at SeaTac.
Yay.
Yeah, there you go. You're sitting at 20 for 30.
Okay.
Right. Cut an apple in half on Valentine's Day. Count how many seeds are inside, and that is exactly how many children you will have.
Yay.
It is true. It's a Valentine thing.
One Cheeto has more calories than a golden delicious apple.
Yay.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Huh? No, it does not.
Well,
sorry about that.
Who knows?
I do.
If it's a tiny apple.
I'm dieting.
Will.
I'm telling you, it'd have to be a crab apple.
You're still hanging in there.
No,
at
she's gone. I
what?
Threw her. Yeah.
But I was thinking of a tiny.
No,
tiny
it
one
would be.
May.
It would be so tiny. It would be just, the
no,
apple of
yeah,
thumb.
Right, exactly.
The size of a thumbnail.
I'm not even that big. Tinier than a thumb. God, you're cruel.
Perry.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Some believe that the first man's name you read in the paper or hear will be the name of the man you marry.
Oh, nay.
No, that's true. That's a Valentine fact. And you're gone, Perry.
Hey.
Gone. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Here we go.
Thanks.
The mosquito hits, female mosquito hits 15,000 RPM.
That would be nay.
Well, no, that's yay right there.
And that's the end of the show, because we've got to get these people out of the here and get into that limousine. That driver has been pacing and sweating.
Mm-hmm.
He's wearing a cashmere
not like
coat.
I have.
Well, you... Hey there, 24 before 6 o'clock, Valentine's night. There they go. Run out, Maynard. I'm absolutely exhausted.
Let's return now to Robin and Maynard, the show voted number 2 by Russian figure skating judges.
Well, it was quite a little show as Know-It-All came in, and we, mission accomplished, right? I mean, he's on the way in the back of a gas-wheezing, broken, mufflered 86 Lincoln limo blowing some blue smoke.
Oh, it's a fine limousine brought to you by Royal Limousines.
I know.
Teasing.
Yeah.
Really nice. And the driver,
that's
fantastic.
That's only half the name.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
It's good. And everybody's happy. And, I mean, Know-It-All should be ecstatic because she's a knockout.
I know. When she walked in, I went, what?
Yeah.
And what a figure. Jeez.
I mean, that she could get out and stop traffic.
And I think that Know-It-All may not clue into that, the figure aspect so much that most men would.